hello everybody and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show, and welcome to part one of our Welcome to the NPL specials that we've been doing in recent years. In the coming weeks, we'll be interviewing loads of clubs who will be joining us in the Northern Premier League next season. Later, we'll be joined by Grimsby Borough and Skelmersdale United. But before that, it's the champions of the Northern League now, and that's North Shields. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their manager, so welcome to the show, to Mark Nash. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us, and firstly, a big, big congratulations on a superb season at North Shields. We're now in the middle of May now, so you probably had a bit more time to think about what's been achieved. But how good's this season been at the club?
Yeah, it's been fantastic, to be honest. I think probably a relief it's the first season in a couple of years it's completed, because we were probably on the journey of maybe being in the mix of getting up the previous 2 years. And obviously we missed out points per game by 0.1 when they'd done the leagues last year. And I think a lot of people felt would be maybe one of the favourites. So we had to live up to that. And to be fair, you know, all things considering, with the break the lads had with COVID and stuff, to come back fit and hungry, and you know, it all led to a brilliant season on a lot of fronts. You know, we've done well in the Vars as well, reaching the quarterfinals, and it became a point where it was quite hard balancing the two. But to be fair, the squad, they've been brilliant, and yeah, probably won it by what seemed a canter in the end, but it certainly didn't feel like that around March time, that's for sure. But yeah, we're all delighted.
And what's the general mood at the club like, because we've had the allocation news and all that? So what's the mood at the club like about this next step up now?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of anticipation about it, and you know, a lot of people excited about, you know, new teams, new venues to go and play at. Obviously, it's a little bit daunting as well in terms of, you know, everything's got to go up, you know, sort of the wage structure, the travel and everything. So the club are working hard, you know, ground improvements. But, you know, ultimately, I think after 12 months, I think the club will be in a better place, you know, ground improvements, you know, playing side of things. So it's probably, you know, what's needed, really, you know, to kick on and be at the next level on and off the pitch. So, yeah, a lot of excitement and a little bit of, right, let's, you know, kind of sit and see what it's like, really. But we're all looking forward to it.
And you mentioned the previous seasons and that decision that was made to promote some Step 5 clubs based on points per game of the previous two seasons. And, you know, I'm looking at the league table, and you're not a million miles off, were you, from the likes of Hebburn Town, Stockton Town and Shildon, who eventually did get promoted that way. So with that regard, I mean, how much are you looking forward to rubbing shoulders with the likes of those clubs I've just mentioned again?
Yeah, I mean, generally when all them teams were in the Northern League, when we met, you know, they were the games you wanted to play in, mainly, you know, as a player. You know, you wanted to pit your wits as a manager against, you know, the good managers in the league and stuff. So, yeah, them games coming round again are fantastic, you know, because it's the best players around, sort of at our step, our level, and they're all tests. So I think it's great. And I think any Northern League team that goes into that league is going to be an asset, as I'm sure Concert will be as well, who come up with us.
I was just about to mention Concert, who obviously won the qualification via the inter-step playoff, as it was known. But you won the league by 9 points. But every team who comes out of the Northern League is a high caliber team, as we've seen plenty of times at Step 4. So what is it about the Northern League that produces clubs like yourselves and everyone else who's gone before you?
I just think it's a geography of where we are. You know, the area is not like loaded with high class level clubs. There's some very good clubs in there, but there's not loads. So generally, you know, some very good players who don't make it into the full time game will filter into the Northern League. You know, if we look, we've only got one National League club. They've just been promoted. You know, you've then got sort of Blyth Spartans and Spennymoor and Darlington, and then you've got your Morpeth and your South Shields. And after that, it's down to our level. So there's not a lot of places for the top players to go. So the Northern League do get hold of some very good talent. I think that's why they're so strong.
And with that regard, Mark, I mean, I ask this question a lot of managers who've had teams promoted. When does your mind turn to next season and, you know, playing around with the squad maybe? Or is, and what's your thoughts on that step up and, you know, what the squad's capable of? And are you going to be making a couple of changes here or there?
I think it generally happens naturally. I think the main conversations we've had so far is whether people can deal with the travel or not, because obviously nature of our level, people have jobs and stuff. So there's been a few conversations around that. It doesn't look too severe. You know, we might lose one or two because of that, but we'll certainly bring one or two in as well. We've got a brilliant crop of younger players coming through who'll be in and around on the periphery as well. So I think we're in a decent place to go and be competitive. Like I said, whether we go in at the top end is, you know, we don't really know. We think next year might be a bit of dip your toe in and see what it's like, and then to get the ground improvements done, maybe consolidate and see where we need to go after that. But yeah, players-wise, I think we've got, you know, we only lost in last year in the league. We had a decent FA Cup run, a decent FA Vars run. So, yeah, I think we've got a good squad to go in and make a good impression.
And you mentioned the travelling there. I mean, it's there's some epic away trips, isn't there? Grantham Town, obviously, is in your division next season. I mean, what's your thoughts on your opponents? Because this news has broken in the last couple of days or so. So I don't imagine you've watched videos and stuff like that at this point. So what's your broad opinion on the competition more generally in the East Division?
I think it'll be tough. Yeah, I think it'll be tough. You know, you've got Grantham who beat South Shields on the last day of their season, and that was in the same league. And yeah, I think, you know, all in all, with the travel, I think the Vars would have done me good last year, because we probably had five big journeys against good sides, you know, so a little bit of experience of getting off a bus after 3 hours and playing some decent opposition and stuff. So, yeah, the league looks set for that. But, you know, it's not all one way. You know, we're quite far north, probably the furthest now, so teams have got a long journey to us as well. So hopefully that'll kind of balance out a little bit in terms of players work and midweek games and not getting off, and team might turn up at our place with, you know, without everyone available. I think it'll balance out over the season, but yeah, I think it's going to be pretty competitive and tough. Yeah.
And final question, Mark. Obviously, the season we've just had was brilliant for North Shields, but we have to remember it was the first proper season back from COVID, and I know a lot of managers are tired and have that kind of thing at this point and just want a holiday. But clearly, you know, the work doesn't stop really for managers. But how much are you looking forward to the pre-season, if I can ask you that question at this point? But more importantly, how much are you looking forward to next season more generally in the East Division at North Shields?
Yeah, massively. Yeah, like I said, I've tried to give myself a week or two to just like switch off from footy, and now, you know, things are starting to build momentum towards pre-season, which we'll start on the 20th of June. So it's kind of all mapped out already. And yeah, I think when the fixtures come out, isn't it, that's generally the time where you look and go, oh wow, this is real now, and you can start plotting your way through the early sort of months of the season and stuff. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the fixtures come out and see where it takes us. And I think the excitement certainly builds once that happens. But yeah, you know, we'll prepare pre-season like we usually do. We've had some very good pre-seasons lately, and obviously last year led to a good season. So we'll not change a massive amount in what we do, and just hopefully we're in decent shape for day one, because whatever we get is going to be a tough opening game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mark Nash, manager of North Shields, you've not been officially welcomed to the Northern Premier League until the NPL show welcomes you. So welcome to the Northern Premier League. Big congratulations on a superb season. Have a lovely break and pre-season, and catch up when the new season's about to kick off in August.
Okay, thank you very much. Cheers.
And a big congratulations to North Shields on their promotion to the NPL East Division for next season. Joining North Shields in the East Division next year will be Grimsby Borough. They come up as champions of the Northern Counties East Division. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their manager. So welcome to the show, to Daniel Barrett. Well, Daniel, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get into your hopes for next season, let's just talk about the cracking campaign your side's just had in the Northern Counties East. I mean, how good's it been?
To be fair, mate, we've had an absolute barnstorming year. Probably didn't expect it, and up until probably with 10 games to go, we was always questioning whether it, you know, we was going to go and do it. And obviously we did. Massive factor was the home form. You know, unbeaten at home in the league all season is, you know, for any level of football is superb. And it got us over the line in the end and then put us on a nice little run into the end of the season with a few games to spare, which was very, very pleasing for us. Took a bit of pressure off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what does this mean for the club? Because it's a relatively new club, isn't it? So to get yourselves to step four in a relatively short space of time like you have, I mean, the club must be bouncing at the moment.
Yeah, the club's absolutely buzzing. And, you know, without the COVID seasons, it's back-to-back promotion. So obviously, it's like you say, it's happening really quick. We've really took on a lot in the last 5 or 6 years, especially since I've been there. You know, we've gone from strength to strength, and everybody at the club's buzzing. And it might be a little bit of one of them. We're probably running before we can walk in respect of everything happening. But the club's doing everything they can, you know, financially and getting the ground ready and doing what they need to do. But it's all positive, and we've got some really loyal fans, mate, and they're great, and everyone's helping each other. So yeah, the club's absolutely loving it, mate, loving it.
So lots of preparations having to go into next season now, both on and off the pitch. I mean, when does your This is a question I ask all the managers at this point of the season, but when does your work start thinking about?
Work's already started. Work really didn't stop, I'm not going to lie to you. Me and my assistant have been full on at it because it's a big step, and obviously going up the leagues, you need obviously a little bit more help and stuff. So we've been out doing a lot of the legwork in respect to sponsorship and stuff like that as well. So it hasn't really stopped for me and Swanee. And but we, you know, it's part and parcel of being the manager of a football club at this level. You have to go out and do them things, and we're just enjoying it, mate. And it's a free hit for us next year, really. It really is. Obviously, we want to do as well as we possibly can, but it's one of them where a lot of people would never have said we'd got to this level, and we're just really happy to be there. We've just got to enjoy it every week. You know, it's the highest the football club's ever been. So, but yeah, the work didn't stop. We keep working. Hopefully a few new players through the door. We will have a couple that are leaving the club, but you know, that's just how it goes.
And obviously, like we touched upon here, I mean, you won the league by, I think it was 9 points, wasn't it? 9 points you won the league by. So did you have a little head start? And I'm thinking towards then, oh, actually, this is going to happen now. Because like you say, it was, minus the COVID seasons, it was back-to-back promotions, really. So I'm assuming you're ahead of schedule with your
preparations. Well, we're way ahead of schedule for where we need to be on the pitch. Off the pitch, obviously, there's a lot of things that you have to do as well. But yeah, as soon as we knew, we started to identify some players who we'd like for next season anyway, even if we'd have gone up or we hadn't gone up. You know, you identify people who you think could fit to your style of play and stuff like that. So it gave us the opportunity to identify them a little bit earlier and, you know, put in a plan in place in order to make sure that we could go and approach them properly. Obviously, we're still speaking to people now, but we've got a couple of meetings over the next week with a couple of players in order to go for next year. Still early days, and, you know, a lot of lads will say, oh, we'll see how pre-season goes and stuff like that. But you never know. We've, like I said, we've identified a couple. We're happy where we're at. And, we'll just hopefully carry on another season and hopefully a successful one again. You know, 19 years we've been running as a club, and you know, over the last 6 years, I think we've had two playoff finals, won the league twice. So we've done all right. Do you know what I mean? We're really happy where we're at.
And we should mention there's a prospect now, a good prospect of a local derby, because obviously there's a couple of clubs not too far from Grimsby. But when we talk about the East Division you're in now, that game against Cleethorpes is going to be interesting.
Yeah, that to be fair, it's a mouth-watering game. That, to be honest. It would be naive not to say that Cleetown have done absolutely, you know, they've done outstanding. That you've got to take your hat off to them, the way that they've built the club up and what they've done. And again, they've done it in a short space of time. You know, I think they've only been running around about that 20-year mark, and to, you know, they've been to a VARS final and stuff. But that one next year is, I know people are already talking about it in the town, and obviously the two teams are talking, and there'll be a good bit of banter. I'm funnily enough going to be best man at one of their players' weddings in the summer, so you know it'll be great. Good bit of fun. There's a couple of us going on the stag do from both teams and that, so it'll be really good fun, and you know, great for the town. That's one of the most important things, that you know, you've got two football clubs in this town that we've not had, well, since I've been around, we've not had two clubs at that level, obviously, and it'll be great, and hopefully we can get good numbers through the door, and we'll all have a beer afterwards and hopefully there'll be a few bloody knees and a bit of banter will be flying about. So yeah, it'll be good fun. I'm looking forward to that one. I won't lie.
And with regards to the East Division more generally, obviously, you know, there's the North East clubs like, you know, Consett and Hurpen Town and North Shields. But obviously you've got Grantham just down the road, haven't you? And what do you make of the East Division more generally?
Well, it's a very, very strong, you know, the division is strong. And I watched a few games last season. Obviously, when we didn't have a game, I went to watch Clear a number of times and stuff like that. And some of the teams, you know, they're really big, strong, physical. They've got their own styles of play. You know, it's probably very, very different to how we play football, actually. And we're going to have to transition into that because you don't get a second on the ball and it's really hard to play, to be honest. It's a lot of it is long ball stuff. And, you know, we're going to have to adapt and change probably a little few bits. But that's why we've got all the pre-season. So it will be a very, very tough league. You obviously, like you said, the likes of Grantham and stuff, some of their players, you know, they've come down from a lot higher level and a lot of them have been ex-pros and stuff like that. So they'll be fighting to get back up, you know, fighting to get back into that Premier Division and go again. So we're just looking forward to every single game, you know. Like I said, it's one of them. It's massive for us as a football club and we're just going to try our best to enjoy it as much as we can. Get as many points on the board as we can, and then we'll reassess where we're at. To get what I mean, it's going to be a slow process for us. And like I said, we need to identify a few players and stuff first, and that'll change throughout the season as well. But we're just really happy to be there. We're happy to be at the party. You know, we're just happy to be there. So it's good for the football club.
Yeah, you kind of ruined my last question, Daniel, because I was going to say, what are your expectations for next season? So I'm going to ask you anyway. I mean, what? Because obviously it'd be remiss of us, like we said. I mean, it's been such a meteoric rise. We've seen teams, you know, go on similar journeys. So what's your thoughts on what's possible next year for your side?
Like I said, it's going to be interesting. It really is, because you've got to remember that momentum's a big thing in football, and you know, you don't want to say, "Oh, we want to go and win the league." The ambition is to go and win the league. That is by far. However, you have to be realistic. We might not go and do that. However, you know, never say never. We probably didn't envisage that we'd have done as successful as we have the last season. So we're just going to go and try and win every game of football, and that is it. Realistically, I think we'd be really, really happy with survival. However, why would you want to just be a team who are happy with finishing 17th in the league or whatever? So, you know, we're gonna try, and our target is gonna be top 10, and then we'll see where we're at. But obviously, like I said, it's go and win as many games of football as you can. If you can't win, don't lose, and then we'll see where we're at. But yeah, we've got the bit between our teeth, and you know, it'll be interesting to see how some of our lads transition as well. You know, because how will they deal with losing two or three games on the bounce if that does happen when they're not used to it? So it'll be a good bit of character building and stuff like that. But I'm really happy with the squad we've got. And yeah, we'll just go and see what happens, mate.
Well, Daniel Barrett, just before you go, a final thought, really. How much are you looking forward to, you know, the preparations for next season and then getting into it good and proper?
Yeah, so I can't wait, mate, to be honest. Tomorrow, it's funny actually. We're having a champions barbecue tomorrow. So we've stocked the fridge up with beer and we're all having a barbecue together. Just the champions who've won the league and that. Or there's a couple of lads who won it in 2019 going as well. So that'll be a good day. And then we're back for presentation evening at the end of the month. And then after 2 weeks after that, we're back for pre-season. So we've kept in touch over, you know, meeting up every couple of weeks. So the lads still got a bit of crack going on. And then we're going to start the week commencing the 20th of June. And we'll go from there. But no, really looking forward to getting all of them back together and getting off a bit of the summer weight, you know what I mean? Because I think they've all enjoyed the self-celebrating, so it'll be all good fun, mate.
Daniel Barrett, manager of Grimsby Borough, a big thank you for joining us. Big congratulations on achieving promotion this year in such emphatic ways, and all the best for pre-season and catch up when the new season kicks off in August.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, mate. Thank you very much.
Daniel Barrett there, manager of Grimsby Borough, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to the West Division now of the NPL. And joining that division from the North West Counties for next season will be Skelmersdale United. They're back in the NPL for next season after finishing second in the North West Counties Premier Division and having to go through the interstate playoff. And they were victorious over Cinderford Town in that playoff last week. And I'm pleased to say that manager of Skelmersdale United, Paul McNally, caught up with me on Friday afternoon. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us and a huge congratulations on your promotion back to the Northern Premier League. How does it feel after such a long season?
Feels very good, to be fair. It's only just sunk in the last week or two, to be fair. And we're just happy that we're back in the Northern Premier League. We got the league given out yesterday, the allocation of who's in the league, and it's a very, very strong league and one that we're very happy to be part of again.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get to your hopes for next season shortly, but just to touch upon, you know, you obviously had to do it the hard way. You had to go through the interstate playoff. I'll come to that too in a second. But to get to that point, finishing second in the league, it was quite a tussle, wasn't it, with Wivenshaw and Chanet Richard?
Yes, it was. To be honest, it shouldn't have been at the start because we were at one stage, we were quite clear. We were close to the champions at the time. Mashfield, and we were very close to them, but we then had a little bit of a rocky form and we allowed them to get back into it. We lost to Wythenshaw, we lost to Charnock, and then at one stage it looked like we might have finished second, and then obviously the final day, it was in our hands, which is what we always wanted it to be, and we won on the final day, and it was nothing that any of them could do. So, but it was a great tussle, and we won it. We were ahead of them by a point on the final day, and we finished there, so I was happy and grateful that we'd done it. And then getting to the playoff final, you were hoping that the FA might have decided we're going to do away with the playoff and let second place go up, but it wasn't to be. And then, do you know what, I wouldn't change it for the world now that we've won. If we never won, it might have been a different story. I mean, but we got over the line.
Yeah, it was such a great victory over Cinderford, wasn't it? But was it... Obviously, you want to do that in front of your home fans, but from a team bonding perspective, after such a long season, how good was it to be so comprehensive at such a far away trip?
It was fantastic. It was a 3.5-hour journey for us to travel down there. We travelled on the morning of the game. We had about 100 fans come to watch us, so we had a good away following. And everywhere you looked around the ground, it was just blue shirts and blue scarves and blue hats. It was just everyone was supporting us, but the worry was we were going into the unknown. We only found out 5 days before that we were playing them. We didn't really know much about them. They didn't know much about us. And the worry was that we could potentially get beat here, and would that make our season a disaster? No, from my point of view, but if we never got promoted, it probably would have been, wouldn't it? So we went there, we achieved our goal, and like I say, it was a fantastic game. For us, from our point of view, it was a fantastic day and night that turned into a couple of days, to be fair. we then played Macclesfield on the Monday in the Cup, and we got a victory there, which I don't know how, really don't know how. It was a great game on the day, two fantastic teams again, and like I say, we got the victory. I think that weekend was just, if Carlsberg made weekends, I think that was the perfect weekend, and we were so overjoyed with it. We got the objective done, which is fantastic. And it's back to the Northern Premier League where we feel we belong.
Yeah, congratulations to everyone at the club. Superb effort, considering how competitive the North West Counties was last season as well. Not bad at all. And just to touch upon that journey back, we've been doing this show now for about 8 years. And I remember starting this when Skelmersdale were in the NPL Prem. And, you know, it was just a club of its former self, wasn't it, when it left the NPL? Obviously, there was the ground issues and stuff like that. So how good is it to... This is a really easy question to answer. How good is it to be back with a home back in Skelmersdale as well? We have to throw that one out there too.
Yeah, it's stuff dreams are made out of. If films were made of stuff like this, do you know what I mean? We got relegated when it took over. We were on the slide anyway. We were going out of the league. I was given a task that nobody wanted to take. Then we've gone down, which we needed to. Sometimes you need to regroup. We've then developed a team that still wasn't great, but we were getting there. And I was slowly chipping away, signing players that were big players and developing the squad how I wanted to develop it. And then the season of COVID, we had a great run in the FA Cup, obviously. Then that's enhanced our profile. And then this season, we made some astute signings, some very good signings. So Michael Howard's come in, Elliot Morris come in, Kenny Strickland come in, Callum Lees has come in, Michael Simpson, Sean Olden. We've signed a lot of very good players. And around football, people might go, oh, they're on a lot of money. They're not. I've got them in here and they're good lads. They're established and they fit the profile of where we want to go. And very young players and experience mixed in. So we got it right. And our goal at the start of the season, from my point of view in the clubs, was we were never to get promoted. It was always to be in the top five. So we've surpassed what goal we were after. And like I say, it's a fairy tale now, isn't it, to be back there. But we've still got a job to do, because in that league, we're under no illusions. People will be looking at us as the favourites to go down now, looking at that league, at how strong it is.
Well,
I was just
looking at, because James Hayes, the social media officer, has done these nice little slides with all the teams in the West Division. I'm looking at the club badges, and I'm thinking to myself, blimey, this is a division, isn't it? Because you've got, obviously, Witton Albion, Workington, who obviously have a point to prove after last year, Runcorn Linnets, Macclesfield, Clitheroe, Leake Town. I've started listing. Yeah. I'm going to have to name everyone. But you know who you are in that division. It is jam-packed, isn't it?
There's not a weak team in that division, is when you look at it. And there's some huge clubs in that league. And it shows the standard of the football around our area. It's great, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? That whoever wins that league next season will be a fantastic team. Even to finish in the top half of the table of that league next season would be a fantastic team. So there's no bad sides in that league, and that's what I'm saying. We know what we're up against them. But at the end of the day, we've just come from the Northwest Counties, which was very tough as well. So we know we're stepping up into another division, another step in quality, but we're confident in ourselves. We do believe we can have a go. I'm not saying we can go and win the league, but we'll take small steps. If we establish ourselves back in the division and get us back on a firm foot, and then maybe the season after, we can probably look at maybe playoffs and having a go. Do you know what I mean? It's just taking baby steps and getting back to it and staying where we need to be.
And to achieve that, I mean, when obviously we're recording this in the middle of May, so a manager's job's never done and all that, but when do you start thinking about next season? Has it already started? I mean, when do you start planning and that kind of thing?
Well, to be honest, our season finished last Saturday in the Cup, and I wanted it to finish a bit earlier, if I'm totally truthful. I wanted to finish after the playoff final, so then I could have a week off, 2 weeks off, rest, which I planned, and then get back to it. But since Saturday, I haven't had a break still. I've had people phoning me. I've had players asking to come for next season. I've been phoning players. So, my work's never done. We're already planning. We're already planning pre-season schedules, fixtures, training schedules. So, I don't think I'll get that break that I want. as much as I want it, I just don't think I'll get it.
if the chairman's listed to this, let Paul have a little holiday. That'd be nice.
No, listen, the club are fantastic with me. They're very supportive. They do tell me to take breaks, but they know that how much I want to be successful and how much I put into the team and getting them successful, because I don't want them to go down that route that they were down when it first took over and they were on the slide. I don't want them to go back to them dark days. So, like I say, I'm always working, trying to improve the team and improve the squad, but the club are very supportive, and it's probably my own choice, even if I was on holiday, which I'm due to have a holiday at some point with my family and kids and that, but I'll still be, my phone, it will be on, because you can never turn a player down. If a player wants to come to you, or you're speaking to a good player, as the transfer wheel revolves, you've got to just always keep active.
Well, Paul, just before you go on your holiday, a final thought, really. I mean, it's such a, like you say, you used the term a fairy tale earlier, but it's actual reality. Skelmersdale United back in the Northern Premier League. How much are you looking forward to the pre-season and August and the big season kickoff? How much are you looking forward to being back?
Oh, I'm raring to go. I want to I love pitting my wits against very good managers and teams in that league and teams from above. Who doesn't, you know what I mean? It's a challenge and I'll be learning myself and I'm very looking forward to it and all the lads are and all the club and hopefully we do ourselves proud and do justice in this league this season coming.
Well, Paul McNally, manager of the newly promoted Skelmersdale United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us this week and have a lovely summer and catch up for the brand new season.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
Paul McNally there, manager of Skelmersdale United, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Well, that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. As I said in the introduction, look out for more Welcome to the NPL show specials in the coming weeks, as we'll be welcoming more clubs to the NPL for next season. But in the meantime, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.